The South Dakota Supreme Court started its October term at the University of South Dakota School of Law on Monday, October 5th. The High Court is hearing oral arguments for 3 days. The first day ended with an appeal from a retired highway patrolman who was shot during an armed standoff in January 2015 by a schizophrenic man who was off his meds. The patrolman says the shooter's mother is liable, not because she failed to stop her son's behavior, but because she helped to cause it. In January 2015, over the course of 3 days, Donald London spiraled out of control. He was drinking heavily and crying over the phone to his mother, Bonnie, about his inability to stop grieving the death of his wife that occurred 3 years earlier. Andrew Fick represents John Koenig, the highway patrolman shot during the culmination of Donald's crisis.
Bonnie knew that Donald was a paranoid schizophrenic who suffered from PTSD, and had delusional beliefs that the police had taken his wife hostage, that the police were after him.
On the day of the standoff, Fick maintains that Bonnie told Donald on the phone that the ATF was going to arrive at the Brule County farmhouse where Donald was staying and take away his guns. And Fick says Bonnie should have known that statement would escalate the crisis.
It was foreseeable that Bonnie's actions would combine with a third party's misconduct to cause a harm.
Bonnie's lawyer, Aaron Fox, tells justices that if Bonnie should have foreseen violence, she's not alone. She had joined with her ex-husband Mike in trying to help Donald for 2 days before the shooting.
And there's law enforcement, and there's Dakota Counseling, and there's the Chamberlain Mental Health Board, because they all knew what was going on. They all knew that Donald was struggling with his mental health.
He says all these entities engaged in some action, most notably letting Donald out into the community.
And they all have one thing in common, justices. None of them controlled Donald and his intentional and lawful conduct.
Fox says Koenig's central allegation is that Bonnie told Donald the ATF was coming for his guns, but Fox says that claim results from hearsay on top of hearsay and is therefore not reliable. Justices will issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.